There we go. Okay. Okay. I'm so impatient to talk to you, Judith. I don't know whether I can actually wait for the theme tune sort of die down.
You'll have to. Wait.
Okay.
Wait.
I think officially we can start fading now. Fade it, fade it. I want to talk to Judith. I want to talk to Judith. And I want to talk to Daisy. I want to catch up on things. Oh, God. Okay, now, for starters, it was Daisy's birthday over the weekend. Daisy, are you with us? I think she's kept her mic open.
I'm here.
Oh, how wonderful. How does it feel to be a 40-year-old woman, Daisy?
It's a little odd, but it's great. It's great. It's fine.
A great decade, a classic decade for a woman. And what was your best present and did you enjoy your party?
I had a lovely party. Oh, best present. My mum got me a beautiful blue enamel jug and enamel cups.
Oh, you've moved into the jug phase,
I think,
haven't
they're
you?
Both, is it Falcon enamel? Yeah, really.
Very
and
nice.
My sister bought me feral jumper.
Well, not the weather to be wearing
not
fair hour now. I hope you didn't feel forced to wear the fair hour pullover all last Saturday because it was a hot weekend, Daisy. It was a hot weekend.
But you know, I think jugs is something I've noticed.
A nice jug.
Oh, a nice jug. I've got a collection. I've noticed that Sienna is gathering a collection. It's inevitable.
But
it's
I don't use them as a jug.
Of course
often.
Not. No.
They're for wild flowers.
When I see
a jug, a pretty jug, I think, we want armfuls of wild flowers in that pretty jug.
Welcome to our world, Daisy.
Yes, Daisy, you are so welcome. And was there a point when you were socialising with family and friends and all that kind of thing where you thought, I've kind of had enough of this now. I'd like to creep away and be by myself.
Yeah, in the evening, I had some friends over and my sister was here. She's there with me. And I just thought I'd quite like everyone to go and I'd just be with my sister.
Go home
sit
now.
On the sofa with
now.
Her. Yeah. But no, it was lovely. So thank you.
Is your sister still there?
Yeah, she is. I mean, she'll be gone by the time this goes out, but she is. So it's currently Tuesday. She goes home tomorrow. So I'll see her again today. And then she goes back to Iona.
Okay. And are you still sort of getting on, or has it started to get a bit bitchy now?
A couple of tense moments.
Yeah.
But I think it helps that the kids are around. There's a bit of a distraction, you know. Okay, but we haven't gone full blown. It's not got nasty.
Okay, my sister did a classic yesterday, right? Because I had to go out for the Ant-Man. I'll talk about this later, but I had to go out for the Ant-Man because, you know, we've had this infestation and we were having Rentokil round and you have to leave the house. Anyway, I went down to her house for a cup of coffee. She wasn't in. And I just was driving off then to meet Jeff in Battersea Park. This is all a bit complicated. It doesn't need to be this complicated. Let me just...
I'm ready with her.
Don't do that. Because as I was driving down my road to meet Jeff, I saw my sister on the street and I pulled, you know, when you pull your car over to the wrong side of the road. So I sort of, I parked on the other side of the road to catch her. And I went, I've just been round to your house. And she said to me, this is a road I have lived on for 15 years. I have lived in this area for nearly 40 years, right? I know my own road very well. She said, you do know that this road is not one way. Woman!
I think it's called putting you in your place, Jenny.
That's extraordinary. Anyway,
did you put your flashes on? I bet you put your flashes on, did you?
It was
what women always do.
She'd managed to get a swim. I was so jealous.
Did she? Well, of course she did. She's on it. She's organised.
Oh, God.
Of course she is. She's up earlier than you, I bet you.
She's getting another degree under her belt, isn't she? She wasn't happy enough with a first in history last year. She's on something else now.
She's a hard act to follow, actually.
Well,
she really
I've never felt like that.
Well, I think the truth is that you took a very, very different sort of avenue, didn't you?
She would be the shittest stand-up.
Of course she would. And you'd be the shittest judge. You'd be the worst judge.
No, I'd be a very fair judge.
Oh,
but I'd be a hanging judge.
Yeah,
I'd be a hanging judge, though. I would have the black handkerchief at the ready, and I would probably be one of those hanging judges that had an orgasm when I sentenced someone to death. Do you know what
Jenny.
I mean? What kind of... What kind of judge do you think you'd be, Judith?
Oh, I think I'd sway with the wind. I think my problem would be...
Actually, yes. Yeah, I really would. Exactly
yeah.
what you mean.
Yeah, I would. I would. Yeah. And if I was on a jury, I'd be completely useless.
Have you
I
not just ever agree done with a jury?
No, I've never. They've no, never asked
and
me.
I'm so glad they haven't asked me. I don't. No. Think that, I don't think either of us are reliable enough.
Well, do you know what I think? They've all. It's almost like
I snorted them.
You did, didn't you? Yeah. I mean, everybody I know has done it except me.
Yeah,
and
me
now
too.
You. Yeah, and yeah. I think somehow there might be some central data.
We're on a, list.
Yeah, we're on a yeah. list where they thought, yeah. you know what, those two, I just don't think they can be trusted.
Yeah, we must never, ever do jury
no.
service because
no,
we cannot
no,
be
no, no.
trusted.
We can't be trusted. Okay. We can't be trusted at all. See, yeah, no, I know what I'm like. I get distracted. I don't concentrate properly. It's like, I don't know about you, but the G7. I mean, I sort
did
of
did you
know
watch
what
it? I didn't
it.
Really watch
well,
it. What did you glean from it?
What did I glean? I gleaned. Well, this is the point. I gleaned that Carrie Johnson rented her outfits. I gleaned, yeah. You know, that they were all on the beach in their suits and ties. Poor sods in that
know,
sweltering heat. Obviously.
I mean, there must have been a point where somebody just wanted to rent at their clothing,
oh,
rent
and
their
just,
garments, rent
yes.
their garments, and run into the sea.
I mean, funnily enough, it kind of just really reminded me of work trips. I mean, I don't think you've done a similar thing.
One.
Well, no, of course you haven't. You've not really had a proper job, have you? Let's
Never,
face it.
Ever in my life.
But I remember, you know, that feeling when you go, I mean, for instance, I used to go to, you know, MIP and Cannes and all of that. They're like the ideal home exhibition, really. They sound glamorous. They're not glamorous at all. You know, they'd be the stars having a lovely time. But you'd be, you know, doing grubby deals in the conference hall when it was all
it
nice
sound
and sunny.
Exciting, actually.
And it's, you know, you're filmed in the most amazing places, but, you know, you're sweltering hot and
wearing tights.
Some,
I think Angela Merkel is still wearing tights. I feel very sorry for anyone who feels they have to wear tights.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't really watch it because, you know, because I'm very
we're shallow, aren't we? We're quite shallow,
we're quite
really.
Shallow. And the thing is, they kept sort of bringing that baby out to do sort of as
yes.
if it was a performing
yes,
monkey.
I know. I noticed that. And it was all very girly and boy-y, wasn't it? Apart from
yes.
poor old Angela Merkel. You know, the boys were doing all the kind of serious stuff. And then, you know, and there was the girls.
And
who went to the
there was Harry keeping,
talked about
keeping
children.
The baby out and all that sort of yeah. thing. And nonsense. Now, I don't understand the renting of clothing, do you?
Well, not really.
It's
because,
a new
well,
thing. It's a modern thing. It's meant to...
Oh,
I think it's eco, you see, Judith.
Oh,
I think
I see.
This is it. We share outfits around.
Oh,
I just
right.
hope the last person wearing it wasn't a stinker.
Oh, God, you know. Yeah, absolutely. They don't rent shoes as well, do they? Surely not. They don't.
Well,
surely
well
they
of course,
don't rent
of course
shoes.
The Queen, who has been cropping up, and she did... Oh,
and
wasn't that frock?
Oh,
Judith.
Oh, Jenny.
That, I mean... And I'm a lot younger than the Queen, but I just thought, I like the fabric. I wouldn't have had it in that dress like the Queen, but a jacket or a statement blouse.
Beautiful,
that
beautiful
with
jacket.
The floral.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, something. I agree with you. She looked gorgeous, didn't she? And a nice pink hat. Well, maybe a little bit
over the top.
She
looked really fit. She looked like she was going to get... no, I didn't.
Maybe it's her pulling dress. Maybe it's her pulling dress.
No,
wicked
careful,
witch. Oh, look, this is treasonous. Treasonous stuff.
Absolutely. Off with our heads. And of course, Jill Biden always looks quite tasty, doesn't she?
Do you know what? I think she's becoming a bit of a role model for me. I quite like her fringe. I like the length of her hair. She's got.
I don't like her heels. I don't like the way she keeps wearing heels.
I haven't noticed her heels, Jenny.
Oh,
wide back.
That wide back. She just needs to, what she needs is all those outfits plus a hotter shoe. And then I'd like her to be comfortable. We've done the G7. That's,
yes. All the important issues therein.
Absolutely. But the rental of clothing, and I'm not, isn't doing it for me because I don't know about you, but I get very emotionally attached to certain items of clothing.
Hmm, do you?
Yes.
Yeah, I do. Do you?
Don't
do you,
you?
Really?
Oh, very much so. You know when you sort of, you put away your summer things in, you know, the end of September, yeah, and you basically say goodbye to them for
You do, you say goodbye to the summer.
Months.
It is, absolutely.
Yes, yes. And then, well, you know, 9 months, 10 months later, when you get them all out, do you not feel, oh, there she is. There's that top. Oh, look at that cardi. Oh, I love her. And there's, oh,
do you?
Oh, very much so. Oh. Yes, particularly with summer clothes, because I actually do, they go in a big drawer and I don't see them. And when they come out, it's old friends. It's like, oh, here's Karen. Here's Sue. And because I think summer clothes, more than any other clothes, are bought in destinations, aren't they? They're often bought on holidays.
Oh, yes, yes. And they remind you of summer, and we all like summer.
They remind you of summer. Well, you know, yeah. I've got a pale blue linen tunic, haven't we all? Big, baggy fucking tunic. And I bought it when we were on a Greek island, and I can still see the stall, you know, on one of those promenades.
Yes.
And that sort of thing. And I've got quite a few things like that.
Well, I think you're better. I think you're better at buying clothes than me. Well, you are. I mean, you definitely are. I think there are very few.
I'm not
few.
Anymore, Judith. I've not really
still
bothered.
Not? Have you still not got any of those bloody linen trousers right yet?
Well, do you know what? We have been contacted via email by a shop in Edinburgh called Ragamuffin.
Oh,
and they're offering to sort of maybe set... Yeah, I don't know what they might want us to rent them. I'm not sure. Maybe it's a borrow thing, but they're sort of, they've sent us some photographs of their trousers and they're looking very, very promising. So any ladies who are sort of in similar situations to us over the linen trouser debacle, because Judith, you know, I told you last week I had to send mine back.
Yeah.
But what I've found at Marks as well, so look at Ragamuffin, but for those of us who are refusing to go up a size because of lockdown larder,
yes.
There's what they call at Marks and Spencer's beachwear trouser, which is a crinkle, you know, the crinkle cotton.
Oh, I hate those.
Well,
you're not serious.
Don't dismiss. I have.
Oh,
worn.
I have. La la la. I'm not listening. I think they're horrible.
Well, they are sort of, but not, because I've been wearing the navy blue ones I'm wearing now, and I've had them for years. And I've got them in black and white now. And they are very, very generously cut. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Well, yes, I'm sure they are.
If you want to stick to a size 14, go for the beach trouser. because they have an extra yard in them. All right, that's all I'm going to say.
They haven't got one of those horrible tie things, have they? Like a puckered waistband with a little goes through.
They are a tie waist. This is their biggest drawback. I totally agree with you, but I only wear with a long line shirt.
Okay.
You know, it is total. I would never. I mean, what are you meant to do? Tuck something in? Something. How could you do that? Can you imagine being the type of person? But then our daughters can. I mean, Phoebe wears a drawstring trouser and tucks things in. You know, because she's 32, but you and I are beyond that. So it's a long line tunic, isn't it?
It certainly is.
So anyway, yes. Judith, we kind of went at this episode like bulls in china shops. and I haven't really asked you how your mood is and where you've been.
Mood's okay. I've been up and down the bloody country again, I tell you. Yeah. I think like everybody, you know, catching up. But no, we're back to Hexham for the weekend.
Now explain Hexham to those who haven't maybe known us for very long, and your
yes.
Hexham story.
Yes,
not too long, obviously, because I know it and I don't want to get too bored.
Well, we lived there for 23 years, I think.
Yeah.
And moved away. And I suppose what happens, and we've really put our roots down here in Oxfordshire. Yeah. And I think, you know, we brought the girls up there, so it's very important, etc. But it's interesting. So this time we went out for 3 nights, and I kind of, although I had a lovely time, it was lovely to see people, there are fewer and fewer people kind of that I want to mm-hmm. see. And kind of, you know, we've sort of moved on a bit. I felt like we've kind of subdivided a bit now. And that's a natural thing, isn't
this
it?
I'm interested
natural.
In some respects, because the sort of leaving of a place. I don't think, you know, with me, I have this in some respect with Lytham St Anne's.
Yeah.
Which is where, you know, I spent a lot of my growing up years. I wasn't born there. You know, I didn't live there until I was about 8 or 9. But I spent all my, what do they call those years? Which
formative.
Formative. Thank you, Judith. Sometimes your English degree really comes in useful. And I spent my formative years there, as did my sister, you know, the grammar school, the you know, my misspent youth, etc.
Oh, yeah.
At least where my mother's still in the nursing home. And I think that you know, at some point my mother will die because, you know, she is 92, but I think she'll see 100. And I wonder whether it does when I go back to Lytham, and I have become sort of weirdly fond of it, fonder than I was of it when I lived there. And I wonder in the future what it will be like to have no reason to go there again.
Ah, yes, you won't, will you? I mean, you haven't got any sort of mates there that you still want to see.
Not mates that you'd want to, you'd sort of could ring up and say, I'm going to come
regularly
stay 3 nights.
Want to see.
They'd go, Jesus Christ, I haven't seen you since the sixth form. Don't you dare darken my door. You know, you snogged my boyfriend.
Yes, I mean, it'll be strange, won't it? And actually, I suppose when you do eventually close the door on your mum's house or flat, then that will be, it'll be the end, big time, yes, I mean, but all equally, I think it's interesting, isn't it, how a house and a place, it does fade and you move on and that's sort of to be expected.
That's life, isn't it, Judith? That's
life. It's life.
So, you know, when you were staying with your friends and all that kind of thing, which...
Yeah.
Three nights.
Was
it a guest wing or was it in the same house?
It was in the same house. It was lovely to see, really, really genuinely lovely to see them. But I did find the whole process of having to be sort of sociable.
I think,
you know, particularly because
after the year we've had,
it was just bloody exhausting. You know, having to make intelligent conversation over breakfast.
Did you eat at the table?
We did. Not lunch.
Oh,
not lunch.
No.
That would have been
lunch
too
in
much.
The garden. Lunch in the garden. Was it hot enough to sit in the garden?
And off. It was Hexham, you know, and off.
Because I used to remember going to stay with you in Hexham when we were writing the early Grumpy shows.
Yeah.
And this insistence used to have going outside when there was this glimmer of sun, this sort of weak lemonade stain in the sky amongst dark grey clouds. And you go, lunch in the garden. I'd be going, Jesus Christ, no, I was hoping you were going to light a fire.
Yeah, I know, it's a different bloody climate, it really is. But no, I don't know whether that will get better, sort of staying with friends like that. But I think I'm not used to it. And I think particularly I am really bad first thing in the morning now. In fact, so much
really?
So. I just have to have a kind of 2 cups of tea on my own. Do you know what I mean? I can't, you know, up in my dressing gown, oh, how was your night? You know, or what are you doing today? Blah, blah, blah. I've got to ease myself into it now.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
So you've got a routine, haven't you?
I've got a routine. I have just have a little bit of quiet time, a little bit of meditative time.
You like a potter in the morning, don't you?
I like a potter. I like a... I do.
Even
need a potter.
Even if it's in someone else's kitchen... Were you tempted to say, sorry, this is my pottering time. Get out of your own kitchen. I'll let you know when you're welcome. So you're back from your friends. What about motorway service stations on the way to Hexham, on the way back? Did you hit any good ones, any particularly crap ones? Because people are genuinely interested.
Genuinely, yes. Well, we went A1, M, and then there's a tricky bit. I always do this. I don't really understand what we do, but we sort of go... A1 M18 for a bit of this, something
Judith,
like that.
You know that I don't do road numbers. We always call them the big road by that Sainsbury's and the roundabout, and then past your Auntie Jean's. I mean, I really do genuinely think, because I've got a sat nav now, because my new car, and I've got my
driving
confidence.
Oh, have you? Built in. Is it built in?
No, it's not. It's too, I think it's
too
early
for that.
You've got it
stuck on.
I've got it stuck on. Yeah, Jeff got
it. That's fine.
Yeah, it's my phone. It's my phone, basically.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I get out of the car and go, where's my phone? Where's my phone? And it's stuck on the window, isn't it, in the gizmo. Where's my phone?
There's only one really good one, but everyone else has cottoned on, I see now.
Is that Waze?
It's what?
Is it Waze?
No, it's Weatherby. Weatherby. What's Waze? Waze?
I think, are you talking about, you're talking, with
service stations, Simon.
Okay, you're back to service stations.
Yes.
I was talking about sat-nav apps. Let's go back to Weatherby. Whether will Weatherby good? Oh, whether the weather be bad? Oh, whether the weather, the weather, the weather, the weather, the weather, the something.
Oh my
now,
God.
Weatherby is interesting.
Is it?
Yes,
right,
there's a film.
Right.
For starters, there is a film called Weatherby.
Is there really?
Yes.
Is there?
Oh, yes, there is. And it was directed by Emma Thompson's mum.
I like her.
Yes, there you go, you see. I'm just dropping nuggets of information as we go along. But when you're on tour in the north, there is a route that goes via Weatherby wherever you're going. You end up... Judith, I'm just... Well, anyway, is there a good... No, I'm not. I'm stopping it there. I'm not interested. Okay, but anyway, there we go. We've gone off on a tangent. We're going to bring ourselves back. Okay, mood-wise, where are we on our moods? I've kind of evened out because I was very up and down.
Yes, you were. You were. And week. You've had Phoebe go to New Zealand, so...
Shall I talk about that now?
Yes,
or is
please.
It later on in our notes?
Tell us about
it's
it now.
It's very so funny because I've been on the phone this morning.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yeah. You know this FaceTime... Is it called FaceTime, that app thing? That
Oh, you've seen her as well. That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, you know... It's night time there. It's like sort of 11 hours ahead. I can't get my head around the time
that's
difference.
That's a big old difference, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is a big old... She's jet-lagged to fuck.
Of course she is. Of course she is.
I mean, it's quite dramatic what they do. Okay, for those that have only just tuned into this, Phoebe is my daughter. She's got a work permit to go and do a television writing job for a few weeks in New Zealand. So this involves flying to New Zealand via Singapore. All fine, premium economy. She said she was quite comfortable. You know, she's quite
good.
Small. Nobody sitting next to her. She couldn't eat the satay chicken. Singapore Airlines, that's all you get. Fortunately, took enough preps to get her to New Zealand.
Clever girl.
Yeah.
Sensible.
Because it's
girl.
All the, you know, she's got all the allergies. So anyway, she gets to Auckland.
Yeah.
And they are met off the plane by government staff. But you know, recruits like an NHS brigade in full PPE. And this happens at Singapore as well. Segregated from everybody else, marched through, not allowed to stop anywhere, put in special transit things.
Oh, you'd feel like you were a sort of...
It's very, very sci-fi. Really sci-fi.
Oh, my word.
So she's in Auckland and you're taken to this waiting area to be told where, and you have no choice whatsoever where you are going to be quarantined.
Is it still two weeks?
Yes, 2 weeks. And you have COVID tests very regularly. Doesn't matter how many you have before the 2 weeks, you still stay for 2 weeks. So she's in this waiting bay.
Yeah.
And waiting to see where she's going to get quarantined. And she thinks, well, you know, I'm working in Auckland. Surely it'll be a hotel in Auckland. No, she's been quarantined in Christchurch, which is on the Southern Island, you know, Auckland's North Island.
Another flight.
She has a three-hour wait for an internal 90-minute flight to Christchurch.
Oh,
but then,
God.
Literally, there's no transit at all because the hotel is the Novotel in Christchurch Airport. It's literally sort of within the airport grounds.
Is it?
So she's overlooking the bus terminal.
Oh my
It's raining.
God.
It's much colder on the South Island.
South Island, yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. It's raining, it's cold. It's like, and it's called like day zero. They count it day zero, day one, day two. And she, but get this, right. She was asked whether she was alcohol dependent because you're literally sort of marched to a room and it's a big room. It's very Novotel. It's one of those rooms that I never get these hotel rooms, and you'll have seen them as well. You know, when you walk into a hotel room, there's two double beds and you think, well, what's that for really? You know, it's like a sort of footballer's shag thing, but on a budget. So she's in that, and she's quite pleased with that because, you know, Phoebe, she loves bed. She's a bit like me. She says, oh, it's great. I've got one for sleeping in and one for working in.
Do you know, I was on the tip of my tongue because one would be like your work surface, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's a work
Put
surface.
Everything out.
She set her office up in this
on the second bed.
Then she's
Good
got
idea.
One clear of clutter for sleeping in, you see. So she gets asked if she has an alcohol dependency.
God, because, it's a trick question, is it?
I'd just tick the box. I'd tick it twice.
Because you get some alcohol.
You would get, if you tick a box, you would get a couple
Blimey.
Of units just to tide you over.
Right.
Because you can buy wine from the grocery store. You can get deliveries in. You can get certain things. You're not allowed to take spirits into the hotel.
Mm.
And Phoebe only drinks spirits because of allergy things. And histamine problems.
Oh,
so,
nice. Yeah. So she's
going to be completely out. But that, it doesn't really, but she's not, you know, she's not like me. I was like saying to her, God, Phoebe, you know, tick that box. And she said she's already hoarding, you know, when she gets offered a snack or anything. Yeah. You know, oh, there's a spare banana that comes with breakfast and she doesn't feel like it. She doesn't leave it on the tray. She's no, getting
very
a little,
sensible. Yeah, little, yeah. Little stash a little that she's stash. Putting in the cupboard.
And in the case fridge as well. There's a
so
fridge,
do they have a cleaner that comes in to clean How do they do that?
I think you're living in your own squalor. I mean, you know, if you come on, I suppose you're allowed to say, may I have some? I think you might have to do it yourself.
Yeah.
And there's no bath, it's just a shower. So,
that's a bit miserable.
It's for me, I'd be going insanier.
Yeah.
I'd
that
probably
would be
have
tough.
To say, no, I'm very alcohol dependent because you haven't got baths. That's 3 units a day for me, actually.
Is she allowed to go outside? Can she walk out?
She
about?
Wasn't on day zero or day one, but now today she had a clear a negative COVID test. So she was taken for a 45-minute walk around the bus terminal.
It's very like a prison thing, isn't it?
Because you're not allowed to fraternise with anybody else. She says there's a lot of nodding and smiling, and that sort of thing. But yeah,
that's tough. That is. She'll be on the phone all the time, won't she? Are you leaving your phone on us at night?
No, I didn't. Last night I didn't because there were, you know, the other night when she was landing in Christchurch, there was a 2:30 a.m. I'm here, I'm fine, I'm safe.
Good.
And I did not go back to sleep after that. So I'm turning it off. I mean, the thing is, she's not allowed out. It's a bit... I know that only certain kind of hysterical mothers will get this.
I know what you're going to say.
You can fill in the sentence.
Well, because at least you know she's safe.
I know where she is. I know where she is, but of course...
You know exactly where she is.
But, you know, of course, what was the first word that came to my head when she said she was being transited to Christchurch?
Do you know what I mean?
Let's not even say it out loud.
Very rare earthquakes. Very rare.
Anyway, her hotel's on stilts, so it's been built to withstand.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. I think you should just wipe that off your list. Well, what you need is one of our older and wider listeners, don't we, in New Zealand.
Yeah, take us some
treats. Some tuck.
Yeah, I don't know whether they'd let anything in, but maybe there should, you know, a little smuggling by the back door or something. I think she might want some soup.
Yeah, I don't think that we can rely on on gang members to sort of master the drone thing. Do you know what I mean?
No, God, can you imagine the chaos unlikely. That would ensue, especially around an airport, Judith? Whatever you do, please do not try and drone drop Phoebe anything in her airport hotel because you will go down for life, okay?
Yeah,
we were on the jury, we would say, no, this deserves a sentence, I'm afraid.
I think a bit of tabard work might be good. I think, you know what I mean? I think maybe donning a tabard. I think one of the gang members might be able to do that and sneak something in for her.
Oh, it's a very good idea. Yes, it is indeed. Anyway, it's got to be done. Everyone's doing it. It's how New Zealand has managed to
keep the virus down.
Anyway, Culture Corner, Judith. It is time for our Culture Corner.
What you've been
doing? I'm going to start with a gallery.
Because
I saw one of the most inspirational shows that I have seen in recent time.
Oh,
I think
wow.
possibly my favourite show post, the restrictions loosening.
Right.
Since the galleries are allowed to. It's a woman called Eileen Agar, now dead. She was born at the turn of the century, 1899, and she has an exhibition at the Whitechapel. It is the best exhibition I have seen since the beginning of 2020.
Wow.
It is, I knew a little bit about her. I know of her as a surrealist, and she became very famous for wearing a hat called the Boulabaisse hat, which had lots of fish on it. But that's beside the point.
Oh, how funny! You know, like the soup.
Yes, but she's kind of a serious artist as well, and so that kind of hijacked some of her better work, I think. I have a really odd relationship with surrealism. I don't really like it.
Oh no, I love them.
But I have to say, this is a room. These are rooms of just colour. I was so excited. The gallery is looking so splendid, and they painted the walls. You go around the gallery, and there are all these different coloured walls, and you're thinking, "Oh, that's actually really nice." It would, you know, I just know that you would love it so much, Judith, and I know that you know very dear friends of mine. I was going around it thinking, "Oh, my friend Julie would love this. Oh, Judith would love this."
Oh,
so I just want people to go and see it if you possibly can.
Oh, I must go and see it then. Is it on for a while?
It's on for a while, but if you're not in London, it's worth seeing if you can see it online. The only drawback of the Whitechapel Gallery, which I'm realising is one of my favourite galleries in London, because it's constantly and consistently surprising and good. Mm. They have a very difficult cafe menu.
Do they?
Yes.
Oh, like?
Where are you with Skate Wings?
Oh, I love Skate Wings. One of my favourite things.
Oh, Judith,
don't tell me you don't like skate.
Well, I've never had... No, I'm scared of skate.
You've never had it before? Oh, it's fabulous.
But isn't it a bony, bony, bony fish?
Well, not really, because you weren't eating it properly. You've got to eat it one side, flip it over, eat the other. No, it's dead easy, because they're like big bones. What were you doing with it?
Well, I didn't order it. I didn't go in the cafe because it had skate wings.
Oh, no, no.
That drove me
wrong.
Out.
You're wrong. I'll cut you some skate when I
see
you.
Oh, no, please don't. I'm really scared of them.
They're
I think
lovely.
It's because I once saw some raw skate and I felt very, very ill.
Yes, it's an odd-looking thing and they're big,
yeah, you know,
actually,
they weren't
they?
Allowed to put them on show in the early days of fishmongery. In,
why not?
Because they look like there's a bit of the skate that looks a bit like a woman's vagina.
Oh,
so they had to be
that.
Hidden. Yeah, yeah.
I
that's
didn't
a
know
that's
that.
A law. Yeah, it was they How were considered slightly obscene. I've told you some very interesting things
you
today,
have,
Judith.
Actually, you do
now
sometimes.
And again you've gone and then you've had to stop your snorlaw and think, no, let her just say this. But you might want to verify that on the Google. But
that's exactly what I'm going to do when we finish, but yes.
Absolutely. So that's my gallery thing.
Yes.
And I really do want to just before we get into TV and books, can I just say theatre? There's only a couple of weeks left of Harm at the Bush, and I keep getting texts from all sorts of people who've seen it. It is a wonderful performance by the actress Kelly Goff. It's only 70 minutes. If you live in West London, the Bush Theatre, it's a very safe environment. They're very cautious about their social distancing. You're allocated a seat, and I felt incredible. I'm much safer there than on the tube, I can tell you that.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
So on to TV.
Great.
Now, Judith, over to you.
Well, I was enthusing last week about Time, wasn't I? This amazing three-parter by, Jimmy McGovern, about serving time. So finished that. And I've been thinking about it a lot, you know what I mean? I kind of, the sign of a good drama is that, isn't it? Is that you think, oh, yes, actually, that was a good point. And, oh, that's amazing. So I really enjoyed it. And I raved about it so much. I wonder whether you've...
I've started it. It's very dark, isn't it? I mean, I'm still on Ep 1 and... yes, I can't say it's an easy watch or a fun watch.
No, it's not an easy
yet.
Watch. No,
but
it is extraordinary.
It ain't no picnic being in prison.
It really isn't.
And it's Sean Bean, who's a teacher who we know has done some. It's a dangerous driving charge. I'm getting to the meat of the story, which is the prison warden's son is in another
the
prison.
The dilemma. Yes.
And there's a
this
dilemma
extraordinary
coming.
Extraordinary dilemma.
Yeah. And the acting, of course, is very, very good.
It is. Well, that dilemma just becomes, you know, sort of deeper. And it's. I think it's a really important bit of TV. And I
Well,
I loved
I'm looking
it.
Forward to finishing it off, Judith. Not in a way that I want it over, but I'm looking forward to see how it reveals itself.
How it pays out.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And you've got a recommendation for BBC Sounds.
Yes. Have you heard of Annika Stranded? It's Nicola Walker, a kind of Norwegian detective, 15 minutes. They've been going actually for quite a long time, I think. So there's 6 series. But each little episode is kind of, the crime is kind of solved each time. They're just rather nice.
Okay,
you know, if you're gardening or something, or you're pottering around, it's they're
when I saw that note, I thought it was something by Annika Rice. I love Annika Rice, but okay, it's not Annika Rice. It's Nicola Walker.
Yes.
And it's on BBC Sounds, which means it's free.
Yes.
Okay. Film?
Well, we finally saw A Promising Young Woman, which I've been trying to see for bloody months. Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't.
It's very interesting. It's basically, everybody knows what it's about. It's about this woman whose sort of friend was sort of gang raped, really, wreaking revenge and trapping men into, thinking that she's drunk and taking her back and then them trying to sort of, basically semi-rape her or indeed rape her. paper, and then she sobers up
as very sober.
Yes, exactly. It gets much more sort of serious than that, really, and it's good, although I'm not sure about how it ends.
Do you think it was hyped up too much?
A little bit, I do. Okay. And it was a tiny bit one note in the sense that, the message, if you like, it was just sort of very banged home in a way that I thought was a little bit disappointing. And it did, if I'm honest, show up this sort of big disconnect with my youth and today's attitude to it, in that...
Are you talking about sexual assault that you accepted?
Yes,
I'm not blaming you, by the way.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But the sort of kind of experiences that I think you've hinted to me that happened to you in your
past. Lots of them. The pressure that I was put under to sleep with people that I had no real desire to sleep with because it was sort of expected. I mean, I never really admitted this sort of publicly before.
This is the industry that you're working
in. Well, yeah,
in,
you know.
This is
and
the TV industry.
It's the TV industry, and I was ruthlessly ambitious. And I think rather than sort
did
of...
Did you
I
sleep mean, your way to the top, Judith? Is that what you're telling me now?
Well, I don't think it ever really helped at all. But I think it was kind of almost like... I mean, I'm not saying... obviously it didn't happen every time by any means. But I think two or three times it probably did. And, you know, if I'm honest, I kind of just thought, well, I hope it doesn't last very long. I mean, isn't that awful that I did that? Looking back,
there was a great big muddy water surrounding, I think, more your sexual experiences than mine. I don't know. I think some, because mine weren't ever particularly work related. They were just sort of club related. And you felt that, I don't know, sometimes you snog a bloke and you just think, oh, well, this means I wake up at his tomorrow morning, doesn't it? And sometimes you'd feel quite tired at the prospect of that. But for some reason, you felt like you couldn't just opt out and just
That's right, you were just sort of like on a kind of committed course.
Yeah,
and certainly that it would be very difficult to change your mind. I think there was always a point at which... I thought, well, okay, so we're committed now. I mean, obviously there is anyway, isn't there? But I don't think there was any sort of sense that it would be okay or a good thing to do to say, do you know what, I've changed my mind. We didn't have that voice.
Women have got that voice now.
And thank God
Up to the last minute, to the last, you know, it can be... just before penetration, where in back in the 70s, we thought, oh, I've gone this far, I've taken my pants off.
Well, yes, exactly. And that it would have been our fault. And,
yes, very
and
much so.
It
very
really,
much so.
The, I and wouldn't
if
have been able to
violent,
vocalise
it. It would have been our
yes.
fault.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Because we and frustrated I think, them. Yeah.
Yeah, and thank God that has changed. But
it was
it
called
has
prick
changed
teasing,
a lot.
Wasn't it? It was called prick teasing. And,
absolutely.
You know, being called a prick tease was a bad thing. In actual fact, it was a good thing. You were just saying, actually, this isn't a good idea.
Yeah. But
I'm
it
not
was...
prepared.
Yes.
And I'm also very drunk and we shouldn't be doing this. Yeah, things have changed for the better.
And how.
Anyway, we've all... Anyway, let's move on from sexual assault, shall we?
Yes.
Books, Judith, books.
I read vastly slower than you, so I'm still on Once Upon a River, which is shaping up well, and it's about sort of the area that I live in, really, but sort of hundreds of years ago. And yeah, it's all right, it's okay. I'm not absolutely sure yet, but no, I'm.
Are you
it's
listening
okay.
or reading?
Oh, listening, always listen these days.
Yeah.
Well,
we've got things to do. We're pottering, we've got things that you've got marmalade. Well, not now, it's not marmalade season. What a stupid thing to say, Jenny, for heaven's sake. I have finished The Pact by Sharon Bolton. It is not the same as the TV drama, but it throws up similar themes of guilt and shouldering blame. It's a good little psychological thriller. And just when you think she's lost a grip on this plot, she gives it a lovely final twist. It's a good holiday read.
I like the sound of that.
I think you'd find it really easy. You know, it's an easy read, Judith. It is a little bit preposterous now and again. You go, oh, no, stop it. Stop it now. But it's a page turner and she knows what she's doing. Mm. That's Sharon Bolton, who I think has written quite a number of books. And I will be keeping an eye on other titles. And Jeff and I are still on Malibu Rising.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
This is by the same author as Daisy Jones and the Six. It's a woman called Taylor Jenkins Reid. It's a little aimless at the moment, but I think it might still kick into gear. And it's a very gentle kind of summery set in Malibu. And I just listen to it, hoping it'll give me Malibu beach dreams. Because that's where I'd like to be at the moment. I'd like to be in Malibu. Sometimes I have an old friend, Patsy Palmer. I was once in a West End show with her. I'm name dropping, fuck it. I've not worked for a long time. And she moved out to Malibu, Patsy. And
wow.
I sometimes look at her Instagram account. And it's just, I find it fascinating. That
you should go and visit. Why don't you go and visit her?
Because would you... No, no, she's not that kind of mate, Judith. Can you, she be, if I turned up on her doorstep, poor girl. No, we worked together once, and I really like her, and I think she's great, but we're not, yeah. You know, it's not...
Oh, okay.
No, no, God, no. It's like she turned up at my house, and I've come for 3 nights, I'd go, Patsy, love, you know, give us a break.
No, but so, you should go. I think you should go to Malibu.
I'd love to go to Malibu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can't go at the moment.
Not at the moment.
They
but
don't
you will
want
be able
us.
To next year. No, no,
oh,
no.
That'd be nice. Because we did get an email, Judith. We got an email from that kind of... Is it nearby from San Diego?
Oh, now that's a good question. I don't think it's so far away. Yes, we had a lovely email, didn't we, from somebody called Gavin, who's just turned 60 and lives in San Diego. And I think that it might be in the sort of Malibu neck of the woods.
Should we go and stay with him then?
He didn't ask us to stay,
did he? We have to wait to be asked. I think that is the rule with staying with people. I don't think you can just go and knock on the door. I think the rule is you have to be asked.
Probably more than once. But he's a big fan. Isn't that lovely?
Wasn't it lovely? It was a really,
really
really
nice
generous,
letter,
lovely lesson.
Yes, it was.
We really
it
did
was.
Appreciate
it. Was.
And
yeah, yep.
We got another email from Catherine Matthews. She's 50 in 2 months. Just bought her first Breton top in Loo, which is the classic place to buy your first Breton top. You see, this is what I mean about empathy with clothes. You'll never forget where you bought your first Breton from. And then she's very much in our club because she couldn't remember whether it was cool or not. And then flicking through the Sunday Times style section, the Breton top is cool again. They're a bit claggy, I find. A good Breton is quite a thick material.
Yes, it and is. I know what you
mean. Yes, you need a lightweight Breton at the moment.
Yeah, and they're a bit clingy, you see. The top is they're a little bit clingy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you have to look for the Breton that's cut on the square. You
know, good tip. Very, very
absolutely.
Good tip.
A wide, or get one a size up at least.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're on to our problem page
problem
now,
Problem page,
Judith.
yes.
Our first one is from Mary Wright. She's 45 and 9 months. She would like any advice of any item of clothing that would help with the hot flushes and night sweats. She's finding it hard to sleep on top of the covers with a ceiling. She's got a ceiling fan.
Wow.
And still can't keep cool.
Oh, gosh, yes. Now, that is hot, isn't it? That does. Yeah, that's hot. Yeah, what to wear? I don't know. Well, cotton, I suppose. I didn't really have the night sweats, so I'm not the right person to ask.
I didn't have a night sweat either. And
useless,
I certainly
aren't we?
Have. No, we are. You see, we set ourselves up as problem aunties, and then we get problems and say, well, that didn't happen to me, so I've no idea.
Yeah, no idea. Don't know, don't care. Yeah. I think
cold flannels. I think that you want a cold flannel. And they say that if your feet are cold, if you keep your feet cold, it keeps the rest of you cooler.
And your forehead. Yeah, actually, yeah. I have done that occasionally. If I've been in a really hot hotel room.
I've wet the sheets, not as in with my own urine. I've run them under a cold
have
tap.
Have you done that?
Yeah,
gosh,
I've done that.
Gosh, that
I
is
I put
hot.
Myself in a cold, wet shroud. We have been advised that silk pillowcases keep you cool.
Yeah.
Now, I've never gone down the silk route for a pillowcase because I'm a bit dirty. And, you know, I think silk might involve hand washing and who can be asked. But that might help.
Sounds nice, though, don't they? Well, like the idea of a silk.
Are you thinking silk or are you thinking satin, Judith?
I might be thinking satin, mightn't I? I think you've gone full sexy satin there,
anyway. Izzy Lawrence got in touch, Judith.
Oh, the lovely, lovely Izzy Lawrence. And she said, because she felt that she needed to remind us that she was the tall one who spent time in our cupboard at Avalon last year, which
like
when we still
forget.
Had guests.
And like, we
of course
forget.
We haven't
she's,
forgotten.
She's 6 foot 3. She's absolutely beautiful. And she said, how do you buy gifts for men? They're impossible.
Good
particularly
problem.
If they have dicky tickers and don't drink. And if the stuff they're into is incomprehensible gibberish and they already have all the books about it. Izzy's got two fathers and a teetotal partner who likes chocolate a bit much and shouldn't be encouraged. So she wants... Okay.
tricky. What would you say?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, what do men deserve? Yeah, when I was younger, I once really dithered about what to buy my dad, and I bought him a chamois leather and a bucket.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah,
lovely.
It was a sort of car washing kit.
Oh, bless you. It's very 1970s,
isn't it?
It is. My dad always had a chamois leather. I can see him now squeezing it out. Yeah. No, I wonder if they still sell them. Yes, a very nice present.
Maybe you could get a personalised, you know, initialled chamois leather, a really smart one, in a gift set. We're really scraping the barrel here. We're crap agony aunts.
Oh.
Soap in the shape of golf balls. That was another popular gift. Do you remember that, Jeff?
Yeah.
Jeff?
Jeff? Just called me Jeff.
Yes, I did.
Oh, God. Yeah. I've never been very good at buying presents for Mike, I've realised. I mean, I tell you what I did, because I gave this a bit of thought. I'm ashamed to say that I've often bought Mike things that either I wanted, like, you know, the new Elbow CD or something like that, or that...
you are a terrible person.
I am. I bought him, in the past, I bought him a cookery course.
Those are good. They're not easy now, are they? But they used to be a great thing, a sort of... Well, I don't know. One year, everybody in our family bought each other a Thai cookery course, a day-long Thai cookery course.
Oh, so nobody you all went together?
On it. No, we never did it because we were all too busy. It was back in those days. You know, we just stood in a circle and swapped these vouchers around, Thai cookery vouchers.
The thing is, Mike didn't want to do it in the first place. So, do you know what I mean? It was for me. I wanted him to learn how to cook Italian cookery. I think it's an experience. I think you need to buy them an experience. The best present I ever bought Mike was an escape room that the four of us went on, and we had a fantastic time. And I would say that is the best one out of a load of shit I bought him over the years. Because, you know,
they're back operating yet, but that is a lovely idea, isn't it?
They might be. Because actually, you know, in Marks and Spencer's at Christmas, they have that sort of table, don't they, in the men's department with men's gifts. And they're awful, aren't they? Do you know what I mean? They're horrible sort of, you know, pen and kind of sets and revolting sort of, you do.
Matchy things, like a burgundy V-neck and a, yeah.
I can see that they're bad taste. So yeah, it is tricky, but an experience, I think, would be my
See,
my
Jeff's
answer.
Daft. He always wants something that, I can't possibly... He wants a sort of some kind of Rolls Royce. Or just says stupid things. I say, what do you want for your birthday? And he says, Rolls Royce Silver Shadow. I think, you're not going to get one of those, you idiot.
Jigsaws. You're all right with the jigsaws
Yeah, I'm all right with the jigsaw.
You've got years ahead of you with the jigsaw gifts. Yeah.
And I do genuinely think, actually, if a man is in touch and has a garden or a balcony or enough sort of little yard outdoors, and he's not the type of bloke that's going to sneer, I think a David Austin rose or a Sarah Raven rose in a pot, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, or secateurs. Can't go wrong with a pair of secateurs. You'd never have too many pairs
of
secateurs.
A good set of non-rust secateurs.
Yes, secateurs, I would definitely say. Definitely. Yeah.
There you go. We'd be really helpful.
Oh, we've pulled out of the nosedive there, I think. Yeah.
These days, you know, if you go in sort of artisan markets and all that shit.
Cheese.
The membership with the cheese club, but it's terribly expensive. Terribly expensive. Oh. And if they've got Dickie Hearts, you've got to be careful of the cholesterol.
That's true.
But they do things like, bone-handled shavers, things like that, you know, artisan.
Artisan, whittled. You're all right with whittled.
Just give them a stick and a knife. Get and tell them to whittle. Whittle on. Okay, we have whittled on. We have whittered on. I've got to go and get my click and collect. Jesus God, Judith.
I know.
I've got to go.
We've been nattering for ages. We want some more problems, though, don't we? I think we'd like some more problems. Now,
well, only ones that we can solve, because we've not been great on today's, really.
We haven't, but we might, you know. Yes, we'd like some more problems. Now, listen, email address before we go. I've remembered it. olderwiderpod@gmail.com. I have got it off to 80. Yes! It's only taken 2 years.
I'd like to offer you the Instagram thing.
2 years.
But what's our Instagram? Fucking hell, man. Older and Wider Podcast. Yeah. All right, everybody.
Oh, Lordy.
You love you and leave you. Have a good week, Judith, and I'll call you.
Yes, and you. Okay, toodle pip. Bye.
Lots of love, everyone. Bye.